So we've had multiple council inspectors come and visit us over a period of about a week, and they were interrogating our volunteers before they approached me eventually to talk to us about the dumping issue. But their main aim was to target us as a charity, essentially.
So they're targeting you as a charity?
Yes, that's correct.
How are they doing that, Sam?
So they were asking us where the rubbish come from, who dumps the rubbish, and why we haven't cleaned it up ourselves.
And Sam, what would it take for you to clean up all the rubbish that's dumped regularly?
So we've got a 2-ton truck out the back there. Usually we would, in the past, we've filled that truck up ourselves with all the dumped rubbish once it fills the whole truck, and we'll take it down to the local tip. But as you said before, that costs us $500 per truckload.
And so people are just, you know, in the pretense of being charitable, they're actually doing the opposite. They're actually taking money from charities rather than giving it to them, Sam.
Well, that's correct, because obviously those funds that we use to go to the tip, they could have been diverted into our programs and services that Second Chances provide.
Now, when it comes to, I mean, this is a long-term problem, isn't it? I mean, op shops everywhere have had to deal with this problem. We've talked about it on many occasions. So what is the standard practice for this? Are you responsible for the dumped goods, or should it be a council responsibility?
Well, I think that it should be a council responsibility because essentially it's being dumped on council property, not on our property. If it was on our property, that would mean obviously that someone's brought to us when we're open. But these things are being dropped off in the middle of the night. We check on our cameras. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning, people are turning up and dumping stuff.
And are you getting number plates?
We are, and we've parceled that on to council as well.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, they should be prosecuting the people in the cars, Sam, rather than threatening to prosecute you. Sam, what sort of items are people dumping? What are some of the most ridiculous things that you've found outside your shop?
Oh, look, I think a lot of it, like, as you can see outside the shop now, we've got boxes of literal rubbish. And I mean, what are we going to do with that? There's just rubbish, and there's clothes that are severely stained, and they're just not used. They can't be used. People think that this is good items that an op shop will use. And a lot of the things that people have told me directly on the phone, even in the past, is that, well, it will be good for a homeless person.
Yeah.
If it's not, we have standards, don't we? But I think people should be allowed good, clean items that are still usable.
Yeah. Well, people will donate things like board games without, you know, Scrabble board without half the letters in it.
So
that's just rubbish they're trying to get rid of, Sam.
So when it comes to, what was the council threatening you with, Sam?
Well, essentially they were saying that as soon as we touch the property that's on the side of the road, then that becomes legally our problem, and we need to take possession of that and dispose of it ourselves. And if we were to relocate that to a safe location, like we have been doing in the past, and then that's us considered to be dumping ourselves, which obviously is an offence under the bylaws of the council. So they were threatening us with fines and prosecutions.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, you're supposed to just leave all that dump stuff there and have people pick their way through to get into your shop. Is that what they're saying to you?
Essentially, in shorter words, yeah.
So once you touch it, it's yours. So if you're trying to remove a hazard that someone could trip up over on the footpath in front of your house, you're legally responsible, so therefore you could be hit with a prosecution or a fine. That just sounds all kinds of ridiculous, Sam. That just sounds crazy town to me. But anyway, we've put in a call to the council. We're yet to hear the Marion Council have been in the news a lot this week. We haven't heard back from them, but maybe other shows could follow this throughout the day.
What's your message that you'd like to get across, Sam? I'm guessing you'd rather people not dump in the first place, so this isn't an issue.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, our main message that we're trying to get off is that we would love to see your donations. We'd gladly accept your donations if it's of good quality. But please bring it to us when we're open between 10 and 4 Monday to Friday and 10 and 3 on Saturday, so that then at least our volunteers can screen all the donations and make sure that it is of good quality and it is something we can use and we can accept. Yeah.
Often your
don't
crap.
Come and leave it at 2 a.m.
Often your crap is not someone's treasure. I know that's hard to believe.
And I would suggest that people know it's their crap, and that's why they're dumping it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, thank you, Sam. That's a good message in general.